The Tallahassee Campaign Contribution Refund Program started around a decade ago and has been administered by the Tallahassee Independent Ethics Board since the program's inception. Gina Jordan is sitting down with the Ethics Board Executive Director, Dwight Floyd, and Vice Chair, Patrick Kelly, to learn more.
Did you know Tallahassee has a campaign contribution refund program? Registered voters in the city of Tallahassee can get a refund of up to $25 when they contribute to a city commission or mayoral candidate. That program is known as CCRP. It started almost a decade ago, and the Tallahassee Independent Ethics Board administers the CCRP. Both of those entities were approved by voters in 2014. And now we're joined by Ethics Board Executive Director Dwight Floyd and Board Member Patrick Kelly. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, let's talk about your backgrounds. Dwight, you retired as a bureau chief for the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. You were there over three decades.
Yes.
Tell us what you did.
Well, it was a great experience. I supervised the development and administration of the basic recruit training for all of 40 academies across the state. These were police officers, corrections officers, and correctional probation officers. And to become an officer, you had to complete this basic recruit training. You had to take the certification examination. I also gave oversight to that. And before I did that, I worked for what was called officer discipline, where we presented cases to the Criminal Justice Standards and Training Commission, where they disciplined officers who violated state standards.
So you had a strong background in this from the get-go.
Yes. It fit like a glove going from that job to the Ethics Board.
Yeah, great. And Patrick, you're known as Chief Kelly.
Correct.
Why is that?
I was a police chief in three different agencies in the state of Florida.
Well, you must be good at what you do.
Well, I don't know about that. You may not be aware of this, but the average tenure of a chief of police across this country is just under 3 years.
Ew.
So, unfortunately, it becomes political at times, and it's not a contract job, so you're at will.
Hmm.
But I started in Dade County. I was a police chief in a municipality in Dade County. And rose to the ranks of chief of police after 15 years, stayed another 10 years. And during those 10 years, I met Dwight Floyd because I was appointed by the governor, three different governors, to the Criminal Justice Standards and Training Commission, and ultimately was a chairman the last 3 years I was there. Then I went to St. Cloud, city of St. Cloud. I was a chief of police there for a while in Central Florida. And then I worked for the attorney general statewide as the chief of police over the Medicaid Fraud Control Unit, where we were dealing with the opiate crisis at the time, and the freestyle handwritten prescriptions that were going out like candy with a lot of doctors across the state of Florida.
Yeah. So how long have you been on this ethics board?
I've been on this ethics board, I think, about 3 years.
Four
years.
Yes. Oh, four.
Yeah.
How did that come about? How did you get on the board?
Well, I got interested in ethics in one of my first positions as a police officer on probation. On a weekend, I was sitting in my squad car monitoring an area where a sergeant came up to me, my patrol sergeant, and asked me if I wanted to make a couple hundred bucks extra. And I said, how? He said, well, we need to escort a tractor unit from our city 5 miles outside the city, and they're going to pay us cash. And I said, well, isn't that improper? We're being paid by the taxpayers to be in the city, not escorting somebody while we're being paid by the city. He says, do you want to do it or not? And I said, no, I'm not interested. And I passed. And about 3 hours later, he came back to me and offered me some of that money that he had received. And I told him, I don't want any part of this and don't ever approach me with something like this ever again. And it just woke me up to a different culture that exists in probably every workplace where some people see the ends as a way of justifying the means to get there. And I really got interested in ethics and started teaching ethics and learning ethics. And I've been involved ever since.
Wow.
And the people on the board are just like Chief Kelly, which makes my job exciting because I work for good people who are really committed to what we do.
Yeah, sounds like it. Well, let's talk about what the word ethics means to each of you. Patrick, why don't you go first?
Well, it basically means right and wrong. It can be situational, but I think it rises to a higher level of importance when we're talking about cities and counties and public servants and everybody who worked for cities, counties, states, and the government is a public servant, and the public servants expect a certain type of behavior from them, and that behavior means you do the right thing all the time, even if it's difficult at times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dwight, what do you think?
Well, I relate it to what the Ethics Board does in terms of transparency and a government with integrity. We have ethical standards. We have an ethics code in the city ordinance, and it relates to misuse of position and gifts and bribery, corruption, things of that nature, and that's what we focus on. But it relates to the people, reminding the people who are employed, the city officials, that they're there for the residents of Tallahassee. When I conduct training, I remind the employees, I know that they came there to get a job, but they are all public servants. And whether it's the guy who empties the trash or a city official, they're all just as important to the citizens of Tallahassee. And when we pay our taxes, our property taxes, when the city receives grants and so on, it's all in the name of the Tallahassee residents. So ethics to me reminds our government that they're there to serve the people and not themselves.
Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people think politicians, I mean, let's just say some of them get in it for the right reason, but they don't leave the same way. Mm-hmm. What have you seen in that regard? Have you investigated some politicians that maybe started out pretty well and then they just didn't quite make it?
Well, when I think about that, I think what I've seen is that most people are committed to trying to do the right thing. It's just a matter of defining what that is. Unfortunately, when you get into government, you get comfortable with the way government is and the way money influences things, and you grow into having a different perspective. And I think that's where people get a little off, because that's where they forget where they came from, because they get comfortable with having power. And I see government officials as having responsibility. They see it as having power. And I think that's the biggest problem.
Yeah. As far as the Tallahassee Independent Ethics Board, let's talk about the purpose of the board and what kind of issues go before the board. Who wants to take that? Okay. Dwight.
Well, the board, like you said, it's established through the charter. It's funded by the city commission. We are independent of the city. I only answer to the board. There is no one else that I answer to. So I'm free to do my job. The board investigates ethics violations. It's a quasi-judicial board, so we have administrative hearings and the like to address violations, and the board can penalize individuals who violate the standards, just like the state ethics code. And we conduct lots of training. Every person in the city has to take an ethics course every year. We develop a new course every year that we deliver online to all the city employees. We provide training to all new employees. Tomorrow, I will be administering or delivering a course to 80 new employees, to new firefighters. And sometimes it's to new police officers. It's to the people who wash the buses. Everybody has a basic understanding of ethics. Then they give advisory opinions. If you're not sure whether you should or could do something, you can ask the board before you do it so you don't get in trouble. That's been very useful and very helpful. So those are the primary responsibilities of the board.
Yeah. So the word independent is very specifically in the title, and you just alluded to this, but can you delve into this? Because you're saying you don't have to answer to the mayor.
Correct.
Yeah. Tell us more about the kind of autonomy that the board has for these kind of cases.
Okay. And if you've ever seen our meetings, you'll see that we meet with the board on a monthly basis, and we take whatever we're addressing, whatever needs to address, we take the advisory opinions to them. I may informally give advice on something, but the board looks at it extensively. We have the chair, who's the physician assistant. We have Chief Kelly. We have at least four attorneys on the board. We have an attorney on the staff. And we present what we think the advice should be. But ultimately, the board makes that decision and gives an informed opinion, which we deliver to the questioning party, and we put it on our website. So there are several opinions on our website, and they give further guidance to what the board does. I'm a city employee, and it's strange to employees because I am a city employee. I get paid through city funds. I work for the city, for the Tallahassee residents, but I don't answer to the mayor. I don't answer to the city commission. I don't answer to anyone in the city. We work with them as needed. But in order to effectively do our job, we need to be independent.
Yeah. Patrick, do you get paid as a board member?
No, I don't get paid.
Yeah. So this is a volunteer position.
Volunteer?
Have you faced yourself any pushback regarding decisions or advisory opinions issued by the board?
No, and I think that's why it's critical to be independent. I can tell you as an appointee in all my chief of police positions and in even some board positions I've been appointed to over the years where people thought they had the power to influence me, it occurred. Mm-hmm. And I always said no. Most of the time that was the end of it. There were times where it cost me my job. But I walk away knowing I did what was right, and that's more important to me. When I look my family in the face than anything else, that I always did the right thing. So independence is very critical for this board to do the things it needs to do without any political influence. And there's none, literally no political influence whatsoever.
Yeah. Well, speaking of politics, one of the responsibilities of the board is to administer the CCRP, that Campaign Contribution Refund Program. This officially got off the ground in early 2016. Voters approved it in 2014. Has it gone through any changes over the years, or is it the same program?
It's the same program. Unfortunately, it is written into the city charter. And I don't know if you noticed, but city charter is hard to amend.
well, there you go.
We tried to get the city commission to approve authorizing us to administer whistleblower protection, but they wouldn't give us that privilege, so that's how challenging it is. But this was established through the city charter. It allows for a $25 refund. And one tactic that businesses and lobbyists use is that they give donations to multiple campaigns, not knowing which one will win. So they'll have a friend, whoever wins. So as a voter, you can give $5 to each of the candidates, or you can give $25 to one candidate. But the important thing is that you be heard and that you be recognized. And I promise you, even if you just give $10, you will get their attention. And that's what you want to do. You want to be engaged. You don't want to feel like you don't have a voice. Mm-hmm. This is an opportunity to have a voice and get a refund.
Yeah. This was something that was really important to you because, to your point, this allows people who may think they can't afford to get into that kind of process to actually jump in.
Correct.
Yeah. That's underway right now.
Correct. They've started raising money. We've already started seeing refunds, applications, which is good. And to actually ask for a refund, they have to go to the TALVGO website. If they'll click on services, they'll see the Citizen Advisory Board. And if they want to look at what we're doing, have questions about what we're doing, they'll also see where they can click on Ethics Board and see everything that we talk about today and didn't talk about. And that's, again, that's TALGOV Services, and then you can see the Citizen Advisory Board, and you can also see the Ethics Board website.
Great. So, Dwight, you told me that you are passionate about ethics in government and fostering conversations around that. You've been in this position for over 5 years now. Mm-hmm. What have you come to believe or understand about this line of work?
Well, here's the irony. When I applied for this position, I did it because my background matched the requirements, which I thought was good. I thought the term ethics officer was kind of weird. So it took me a little while to really understand what it meant. I've grown into the work, learned what's important. You know, I'm always improving my investigative skills because that's important to get it right. And what I tell people, because I've grown up in the city, so I know most of the people who are on the city commission to some extent or the other, but it's like the patrol officer who would give the grandmama a ticket if she sped. You know, that's my approach to my job. I would say I've seen the board grow. I've seen myself grow. We've become more professional over the years. And I feel like I'm just getting started.
So. Yeah, great. So there are 6 board members. Is that right?
7.
7. And I understand there will be new members needed soon.
Right. We're going to lose the chair. We're going to lose Kristen. And I always hate losing a member. You know, you get to know them. And when they're on the chair, they get to see what happens in the background and how we interact, which can be very entertaining between me and the attorney and the ethics training coordinator and administrative assistant. But her term will be up at the end of December. At the meeting in November, I hope to bring to the board a list of candidates from which they will select one. So we're encouraging anyone who lives within the city limits and is a registered voter who wants to serve on the board, and as Chief Kelly said, is non-paid, but it's a tremendous service. We encourage them to go to TalGov Service Citizen Advisory Board and apply.
So the board is going to choose this new member?
Correct.
And that'll be for what, like a 2-year term?
Three-year term.
They
can serve 2 3-year terms.
Okay. And then is there another opening that will be chosen by other people, or will it still be the board?
Well, there are 2 others. Their terms expire, but they've only been here 3 years. So their organization, Florida A&M University and the Public Defender's Office, they can reappoint them if they wish or appoint someone else.
Gotcha. Okay. And what kind of time commitment, Patrick, would you say this is?
I guess that's individual, but we get meeting notes ahead of time. We have to spend time reading those notes, so it varies from meeting to meeting. If it's a complicated meeting, it involves quite a bit of reading initially because they do a great job of preparing us for the meeting so that we know what's going on before we get there. You know, attending the meetings once a month and any individual questions we may have for the director. At sometimes I'll actually go by his office and talk to him about an issue. But it's not a lot of time, but it's well worth it. It's what time we do put in it. I think we're making a difference for the city.
Mm-hmm. Great. So I want to bring up something that happened at the last meeting. But first, I should say it seems like things have been somewhat quiet on the board. There was a small period of time with some controversy about 6 years ago. Your predecessor, Julie Meadows Keefe, left in a controversy because of a relationship with a city auditor. But you have been a strong leader according to your board evaluations. And Patrick, you actually complained about that evaluation system at the last meeting because you just have to say they did what they were supposed to. You don't have an option of saying they did more than they were supposed to. So, Dwight, you advocated for a salary boost for an employee that sounds like may have been doing the jobs of 2 people, very busy employee. Mm-hmm. And then, Patrick, you said that the amount that Dwight suggested for her should be even higher based on market conditions and being competitive. And then shortly after that, Patrick, you asked Dwight about his salary. And here's how that played out.
How do we address your pay?
My pay is good.
Definitely. All right.
I'm happy you're happy.
Well, I'll pay it. Thank you.
I'll be Dwight's agent. Not represent himself.
So, Dwight, you had an opening potentially for a salary boost, and you said no. That seems ethical. Is that normal? I don't think that's normal in government.
Well, my response to that is that's who Dwight is. He's an ethical person. I'll also share with you, I know what his salary was when he worked for the state. And if you know anyone who works for the state, our state's notorious for not paying people what they're worth. So he put an entire career in for the state of Florida and was way underpaid for all those years. And he's doing a great job, and he's doing the work to me of two or three people, and that's why I said that. Part of it was tongue in cheek, because I know how Dwight is. He's happy with what he's getting, but at some point, you know, maybe next year we'll consider a raise for him. And that's pretty much all I was saying was, I know you work hard too. And the young staff member that we gave that little bit of a boost, I think it was 1% more I suggested. It wasn't a significant difference, but she's worth it. She is literally doing the job of two, three people. Dwight even was asked the question, should we hire someone else? And he says he doesn't want to do that. He would rather get by with people working a little bit harder and paying them fairly than spreading it too thin. And that's, you know, government's notorious for that, having way too many employees to perform a task. So he's done a great job in leadership and personnel management. And I was just acknowledging that when I made that comment.
Yeah. Well, it's worth it when you find somebody that shows up and goes above and beyond. That's really hard to find anymore. So congratulations, Dwight.
Well, thank you.
I'm not getting a raise, maybe next year.
Well, I do love what I do, and I love the people that I work with.
Very nice. Well, I'm going to ask, is there anything either of you would like to leave us with?
I would like, you know, you were talking earlier about the dynamics of ethics and unethical behavior maybe was in the background. And what I've seen, it's all boils down to power. Dwight talked about that a little. Over and over again, I see really, really good people get into positions of power, and they've never had that kind of power before, and it overwhelms them.
Yeah.
And they begin to think they can do things and get away with it until they ultimately get themselves in trouble. So that we need to teach everybody that power is a very dangerous thing. It's intoxicating. And in my profession, law enforcement, it's particularly intoxicating because there's no one more powerful in our society than a police officer. So I think it's important to understand the dynamics of power when it comes to ethical and unethical behavior.
Yeah.
And what I would say, I'll say two things. I would say to the people running for office, don't seek office for your own personal validation or to form an agenda. The people are the agenda. You should not forget your role is to empower the people above yourself. And then I would say to the people, don't forget that this is a democracy and that it's important that you not get discouraged and that you be engaged. I'm not talking about party affiliation. I'm talking about citizens taking their role. You have a job too, and your job is to elect the right people, voice yourself, and be engaged. Don't just sit back and take the punishment. Get in the fight.
Well, thank you. You both have been delightful. This is a pleasure.
Well, thank you for having us.
Executive Director Dwight Floyd and Board Vice Chair Patrick Kelly of the Tallahassee Independent Ethics Board. Thank you both, and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.